Cool.
I like that song.
Is that because we're going to an 80s party this weekend?
Yes, we are going to an 80s party this weekend.
You got your t-shirt ready? We have to wear an 80s concert t-shirt or like an 80s t-shirt.
Yes, I'm very excited about that.
What are you wearing?
I haven't decided because I had to go see what you kept and didn't throw away.
I didn't
away.
Keep much.
Not I had much a bunch of t-shirts.
They were from the 80s. They were from the 90s.
Some of them were from the late 80s. Yes, I started going to concerts in 1986.
Okay.
Okay, so...
I don't there were know 4 if they fit anymore. Just saying.
What are you saying?
Not saying. Just saying.
So I don't know what's up there. And
not much.
I don't know what you threw away. So I don't know what I'm going to wear. What are you going to wear?
I'm going to get a big oversized white t-shirt, mm-hmm. and I'm going to block letter Choose Life on it.
How are you going to block letters?
I don't know. I'm going to like iron on letters, you know, so they look like the Wham video, Choose Life.
Okay.
And then I'm going to do the little rubber band on the side, tighten a knot. And then I'm going to get little, haven't really just, like, I was going to try to find some pedal pushers.
Got to get a scrunchie.
Well, I've got an old scrunchie I could tie around my knot.
No, for your hair.
No, I'm not going to do scrunchie. I need to find some...
And you have to have poofy hair.
Oh, trust me. I'm buying a can of Aquanet and going to town. You will have no idea how big my hair can get.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. That scared me a little.
Helmet hair.
Will you wear bobby socks and high heels?
Doesn't really go with the Choose Life t-shirt because he had like...
Sure, jeans.
They had like jogging shorts and tennis shoes on.
No, but you could wear that shirt with some... Pencil.
I don't have any of those. I mean, I don't have acid wash jeans and all that anymore.
And some
Bobby socks.
Bobby socks and high heels.
There's a picture of me. There's a picture of me when I was like, I don't know, 14 or something. And I had these little pedal pusher, they called them pedal pushers back then, capri pants back then. Mm-hmm. And I had white lacy Bobby socks with a pair of black pumps.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought I was.
Do that.
I thought I was
do that.
Too cute.
That's cool. Yeah. I might do that.
You're going to do that?
No, I'm going to tie a bandana around my leg.
Yeah.
I really would
pay money to find a John Mellencamp wig for you.
I would love to have a John
that
Mellencamp
would be
wig.
Funny.
I don't think they make a John Mellencamp wig.
I don't know
wig.
Where we're going to get an acid wash jean jacket. You've got a jean jacket.
I've got a jean jacket.
We could just put pins all over it. Yeah, buttons all over it.
Buttons all over it. I don't know where I'm going to get those buttons, but
Chaz has an entire box full of buttons.
Well, he gave them all away at the
Squirrel Con. Are you sure he gave them all away?
I think so.
Yeah. You still got that hole in your ear? You could like re-pierce your ear?
No.
No?
That's not going to happen.
No? Oh, okay.
No.
Okay.
But you
could like put your little gadget you got there. What's that thing called?
It's a USB thumb drive.
USB thumb drive. It's got a little dangly thingy.
Yeah.
Looks like a little, you can hang it from your ear.
Yeah, that's not cool at all.
No. Okay. No,
you got to have I had a little feather that hung from my ear.
Oy. Were you smoking weed on the side?
Well, it wasn't like Indian feather. It was like a,
We could just get a roach clip and just like clip it onto your ear and look like it was pierced.
No, not that kind of feather. It wasn't. It was like it was made out of jade, and it.
I know
dangled.
What you mean.
It was very.
Yes, I had
looking.
Like big shell earrings and all that.
I always
business.
Wanted a little pig.
A what?
A little pig, to dangle from my
a
earring.
Pig.
Pig. Pig.
Pig.
Pig.
Like a pink.
Well,
pig?
Because yeah, like a little pig.
Why?
Because there was a moonlighting episode where David.
Yeah.
Had a little pink pig hanging from his ear, and he'd been partying all night.
Huh. That's
I
interesting.
Thought that was funny. That
you
was
did.
Hilarious.
You know,
yeah,
that's funny. I'm gonna have big hair like her. Remember how big her hair was?
She had giant hair.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Mine's giant a little hair. Long for that. I might have to do the ponytail. Ooh. I could get one of those. What are the banana clips? I could banana clip it up and I could wrap my wrap the top all out.
You could go as Bananarama and get like that whole scene going.
Oh yeah, I got a big sling belt and go to town. Oh yeah.
Sure.
Oh boy, I got all kinds of options.
Wow, it's gonna take you longer to get dressed in this party than we got time to get ready.
That's
for it.
True.
We better go get started now.
I know, we better.
Rolling down the freeway with a rag top down. I got a shuffle on the radio with rat face sound. I got two blind squirrels in the morning. Two blind squirrels at night. Oh yeah, two blind squirrels in the morning. Radio on demand, it's all right.
All right, in this episode of Two Blind Squirrels, we're going to talk about stuff. And then after we get through talking about stuff, we're going to do stuff. You wait and see.
Two Blind Squirrels in the morning, people radio on demand, it's all right.
All right.
Hello. Ow. So I went to Subway today.
So Faith calls me on the phone on the way home.
Uh-huh.
And she says, well, actually, this started the other day because she says she wanted to go to Subway.
2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago?
Uh-huh.
She saw an ad for the turkey crusted
pepper.
Pepper crusted turkey sandwich. Is that right? Pepper crusted turkey sandwich.
I think so, something like that.
And it's just, it's sliced turkey with little peppers on the outside of it.
Yum.
And it looks really good. And it looks like something we would like. And so she's kind of been hinting about going, but we've just haven't gone. And we had Squirrel Con, and we had other stuff going on. And then, so she calls me on the way home. I mean, while I was on my way home today, she calls me and she says, tells me what she was doing. We kind of caught up a little bit. And she said, was thinking about maybe going to Subway, because we just got through talking about going out tomorrow night with Chad and Brandon and Christy. And you said, you know, they're not going to be able to go, so I don't know what we're going to do. And then you said, I've been really craving Subway. Can we go there? And I said, for date night?
No.
So she wants to go to this turkey sandwich. And so I get home, and we all get ready. And there's the roof man came over and delayed us, and we're starving. And we finally get out of here, and we go to Subway.
Well, and I get distracted because they're having this $5 footlong thing. So I'm like, ooh, that's cheaper. We can get a footlong and we'll share it. And then your half can have jalapenos and mine can have black olives and we like everything else the same. So that's good and we can save some money.
Sure.
He's like, yeah. So I got all distracted doing that business. So she comes to ask me what I want. And I go, I'd like a footlong wheat with roast beef because that's what we always get.
Yes.
We get roast beef and pepper jack cheese.
But I didn't hear you say this because I was ordering Helen's pizza. So I was dealing with Helen and then I ordered her pizza and I wasn't paying any attention. And they throw it in the toaster. I wasn't paying attention. Then they're getting ready to put the condiments on it. And I looked down and I said, didn't you want to get the turkey?
And I said, oh, yeah. That's why we came here, isn't it?
The reason we came.
I had a brain malfunction. It was very frustrating. And I stood there for a fraction of a second and I was about to say, throw it in the trash and start over. But then I thought, well, that's not his fault. I mean,
yeah, you're making them throw away. That's
I can't
wasteful.
Waste their food.
That's wasteful.
So then I had to eat it. Now I got to go back. I'm going to have to go back to taste the sandwich.
You're going to go there tomorrow night for date night?
No. I don't.
Hey there. Listen, I got my parakeet to start talking.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
What's he saying?
I don't know. I don't speak parakeet.
Uh-huh. I thought you were supposed to teach him how to talk. Your language.
Oh. I ain't got that far yet.
Oh. What's he saying?
Is that what I'm supposed to do?
What does he say? What's it sound like?
What does it sound like?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's parakeet.
Well, try to imitate it. What's it sound like?
Sound like, kind of like, No, not really like that. More like a... No, it's sort of a... No, that's not really it either.
You're going to some dude's like an adult movie. Walk, chicka, boom, chicka, what?
Oh, that's where I heard that. I knew I heard that somewhere. And what was that?
Bow chicka bow wow. That's what it was.
No, that's not really. I tell you what, I'll go record some of it and I'll bring it to you, all right?
Okay.
Good job getting rid of him. So,
maybe that'll keep him busy because he doesn't know how to use the recorder.
Don't underestimate Buford now. What were we going to talk about in this show?
I don't know. You said stuff.
Stuff?
Yeah,
that's all I said.
You said stuff.
Oh, good Lord. What is going on?
You said stuff.
Oh, my goodness.
You got any calls?
No, because you know why?
Why?
Because my intern has got like another job at a radio station. So he thinks he's all high and mighty now. He doesn't have to do it anymore. I don't know. He hadn't sent me anything.
Well, he said he had like 9 or something.
Yeah, I got plenty of calls, but they're not organized for me. And I don't know which ones to play.
Well, just start hitting some. That's what you used to do.
Then I'll get all confused and I won't know which ones to play, which ones I've played, and then Dan will be all confused. I'm just gonna wait on Dan. There's no calls without Dan.
Okay.
So if you're mad,
Dan.
If you're mad your call has not been played, then Dan.
Dan.
Dan at dan.com.
I had a Tim Tam
something
today.
Like did you have a Tim Tam today?
I did. Helen ate the last caramel Tim Tam.
So what did you have?
The original ones that were all melted in the package.
I didn't know.
Well, he had another one that they melted in his suitcase.
Oh.
And he stuck it in the fridge, you know, to bring them back to his solid
And what do they
form.
Have in the middle?
They're a mess, is what they are. The big chocolate chunk.
Big chocolate chunk sounds
and
good.
And I broke it apart. It's just a chocolate wafer. It doesn't have the caramel in the middle. I like the ones with the caramel better.
Oh, okay.
They're very good, though, with milk.
Cool.
They're yummy. And because they don't have calories, because they're kilojoules, they don't count.
That's a good theory.
That's my theory, and I'm sticking to it.
I think I'll go have one now. I would like to say that the videos are being posted. If you would like to watch videos from the Squirrel Con.
Oh, yeah.
You can see Gracie catching a fish. You can see
Brad
Big John cooking.
About peanut butter sandwiches.
You can see me going off on peanut butter sandwiches. Now, I haven't got Charlie's video out there yet.
You can see Helen playing with a tambourine.
These are Gracie's
videos. Yeah, Charlie's got his video.
Gracie's the one... Charlie's really the one that Charlie's the one that filmed the sandwich
event.
Off.
Yes.
What you can see on Gracie's video is Charlie filming the event. So it's not quite as interesting, but check it out until Charlie gets his up. But you can see, but he doesn't. She did get a good deal of my speech and of Tim's speech. If you want to watch, it's worth watching to catch Tim at the end. Okay, so sit through what I got to say to catch Timothy.
Oh, what you said was good.
Okay, I don't like to listen to myself speak. I don't mind listening to podcasts where but for some reason that hit my. I don't want to listen to this nerve. So anyway, nobody else seemed to mind it, so that's good.
It was good. It was very good. What are you doing?
So, our vacuum cleaner needs a filter.
Uh huh.
This goes under the qualifications of story of my life, okay? The stupid vacuum cleaner starts to smell like something dead.
It did. It was awful. And I cleaned it out, and it's got like a canister instead of a bag, and it was all empty, and I took it, and I scrubbed it with soap and everything.
Did you vacuum up a cat?
I guess. It stunk.
It stunk. So I finally... kind of located the smell in the filter that comes out because there's like the big canister.
Well, there's a HEPA filter, and then there's another filter, and then
what kind of
the main filter, the HEPA filter, which is like all the allergens
like
and all
shaped
that
shaped like a hippo.
Anyway,
I found that this thing was the one that was stinking, I think. And did I fix it? Did that fix it? Does
kinda,
it stink anymore?
It's still kind of stale.
Really?
But I haven't replaced... The HEPA filter's not in it, so that may be part of the problem.
Well, I wouldn't think so. Anyway, the point is that we need a new... Whether that was where the smell was coming from or not, it needed to be replaced.
Right, so we went and bought one.
So we went to go buy one.
Yes.
And we go to Lowe's, and there they are, and we're looking through them, and then we need a HC9, HC9. I see HC4, HC7, and they're all like $3, $4, $5. There's one like a $9. Wow, you know, $9. I don't see our size. So we go over to Walmart. We're looking through the ones at Walmart. Okay, here we go. C7. Oh, wait, here. HC9. $18.95.
It's the most expensive
It costs
filter.
Twice as much as the next most expensive filter. And I'm not talking just for like Eureka, which is our brand. I'm talking about for every stinking vacuum cleaner they make.
Yeah.
Ours is the most expensive one.
Yeah.
What is that about?
I don't know.
Why must
not only do you have to replace that filter, but then you have to replace the HEPA filter, which is like $10 too.
What bothers me more than this happening to me, than them doing this to me, is the fact they had to find out somehow which vacuum cleaner I had. And then go raise the price.
It's not even that good of a vacuum cleaner. It's getting ready to get chucked. I'm buying a new one. I'm going to get one of those Oric.
That was a great vacuum cleaner. That's the vacuum cleaner I bought right after my divorce.
No, not this vacuum cleaner. I bought this one.
What happened to the one I bought after my divorce? That was a good one.
I never had that vacuum cleaner. It never came here. It never made it to me.
Oh.
You never came with a vacuum cleaner.
I didn't come with a vacuum cleaner?
No.
Who'd I give it to?
I had that Amway vacuum cleaner that was really good, but you couldn't ever get any replacement bags or anything for it because nobody ever sells Amway anymore.
Oh, and it was a complete pain to change the thing.
Yeah, it was a pain. Oh, yeah, so that was a good thing.
I remember that.
To get rid of.
You know what I used to have? I used to have a Rainbow.
I know. That
thing rocked.
I know. I know. I want an Oric.
Ever.
I want an Oric.
No, what you really want is a Rainbow.
I don't, because I don't want to drag the thing around. And I know that, really? Your thing about sticking it in the middle of the room and seeing how dirty the water is, that's just nasty. Who wants to know how dirty the house really is?
I did do that a couple of times because my house was kind of nasty. But I got all the cat hair out of there. But what was great was I could vacuum. I mean, you could vacuum with a regular vacuum cleaner and then go vacuum with this thing and see all the dirt your regular vacuum cleaner missed.
Yeah.
And then you could vacuum with it again and the water would be, it would be clear, but it would be not dirty.
Yeah.
And so you know you got it.
Yeah. I had a Kirby built before. Like my first vacuum cleaner was a Kirby. The thing rocked. It was heavy though. It was one of the old ones.
Yeah.
Oh my word. Needed self-propelled on that baby.
My grandmother had a Meemaw. Uh-huh. She had an Oric. Or it was like that.
Yeah. Well, they have them down at the appliance hospital. I'm going to go. I'm looking.
Why do you want that instead of that other fancy thing with the without the filters in it that spins the dirt out of the air?
The Dyson?
Yeah, Dyson.
Because it's expensive.
So is an Oric, aren't they?
Yeah, but I don't know. Oric's been around for a long time. Dyson's new. I don't know.
Don't trust the new.
I don't know.
Don't trust the new.
It's got the new pivoting head thing, though. That's kind of cool.
Ooh, the ball.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty neat.
You know what? We're old.
Yeah.
We're old and boring because we're doing a vacuum cleaner podcast. We're on the edge of hip and relative here, let me tell you. This is Christian podcasting on the edge of relativity.
You're the one who brought it up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't bring it up. You don't want to talk about vacuum cleaners.
I'm just saying.
They always jack up the price because they know it's you.
They do. They break into my house. They find out which kind of vacuum cleaner I got, and they go jack up the price.
That's right.
You know why? Because they like doing that to me. They always do that to me. They like doing it to me. You know why they do it to me? Because they can't. That's why they do it to me. They're all out to get me, and they're watching me. Somehow they're watching me. I don't know how, but they're watching me.
Uh-huh.
So we got to end the show, and I'm very upset.
Why?
Because all we did was talk about vacuum cleaners. I gotta name the show the Vacuum Cleaner Show. Nobody's gonna listen to this show. They're gonna look at it in iTunes.
I talked about Subway.
I'm not listening to that show.
We talked about Subway.
Subway and vacuum cleaners. What are we, 80? Wait, let's just throw in the Weather Channel to make it a complete show.
Oh, I saw.
If you can start naming the bands on the Weather Channel.
There was a really good show on the Weather Channel the other day.
You're sick and twisted. You watch the Game Show Channel and you're talking about vacuum cleaners and Subway. Did you take your genital today?
Oh, man.
We're going to, you know what we're going to call the show? The Non-Hip, Non-Relative Podcast.
There you go. Call it Geritol. Have you taken your Geritol today?
This is so far from the edge, it should be the Hilt Show.
The Hilt. Oh, man. And with that, we'll start over tomorrow.
We've hit a new low, two blind squirrels.
We'll start again tomorrow.
Tomorrow's show will be hip and relative. That's our
promise.
That's our promise. Tomorrow is going to be hip and relative and right on the cutting edge of what AARP has to offer, okay? What?
Maybe my mom will listen now.
I don't know. I do have some thoughts. I do have some thoughts that I might share about being 40 or almost 40.
Okay.
I'll be 40 in 2 days. By the time you listen to this, I'll actually already be 40.
Yeah.
some humorous observations.
Okay.
Maybe I'll talk about that. I don't know if I'll talk about that after this show. I already feel ancient. Maybe we'll talk about Hee-Haw instead.
Oh, that's better.
Bios con Dios!
Two blind squares are gooder than pie.
This show was sponsored by the grace of Jesus Christ. If you'd like to have your life sponsored by the creator of the universe, then go to a Bible near you and turn to Romans 3:23, where it says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." But what does this mean? It means that before a holy and perfect God, we are all broken. If you know this to be true, then you must admit that you are a sinner. Sin separates us from God and prevents us from being in His presence. Now, once you've admitted you are a sinner, you must be willing to turn from sin. In Romans 6:23, it says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life, Jesus Christ our Lord." So how do we become right with God? We need to be forgiven for our sins, and that way is through the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. In Romans 5:8, it says, "But God demonstrates His own love for us in this: while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." Through prayer, invite Jesus into your life to become your personal Savior. It says in Romans 10:10, "For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved." It also says in Romans 10:13, "For whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." If you know these things in your heart, then here's an example of what you pray. "Dear God, I am a sinner and I need forgiveness. I believe that Jesus Christ shed His blood and died for my sin. I'm willing to turn from sin, and I ask Jesus to come into my heart and my life as my personal Savior." Open yourself up to the infinite grace of God, and it will change your life for eternity. This offer is non-refundable. Valid in all states. No further purchase is necessary.